Selezioniamo le interviste realizzate e le riproponiamo per voi. Musicisti, innovatori, artisti, sportivi, operatori sociali. Raccontiamo la città che cambia. Un archivio unico a disposizione. Scelti da noi e messi in onda per voi. Unica Radio, B-Podcast.
Good morning, welcome to another episode of the Unicare Radio podcast for the LIFE project. I am Irina Parra and today we are going to meet Inma Foss from Spain, who volunteers in Valencia doing family companionship with a school and also food distribution in a church for vulnerable families. Hello Inma, nice to meet you. Welcome to this episode. How are you? Tell us more about yourself. It's very interesting that you are doing two volunteers at the same time. So can you please tell us more about yourself?
Hello, Irina. Good evening and thank you for inviting me to your podcast. As you have said, I'm Inma Foss. I'm 27 years old. I studied speech therapy and psychology. And in the at the moment, I'm working as a speech therapist in the mornings and during the evening as clinical psychology. So actually, the volunteering is kind of a hobby, but professionally, I do something else.
Okay, so you study psychology and you are working as a psychologist. But I would like to find out more about like your hobbies, what things you like to do in your free time apart from volunteering, what is the things that you are into, and how is like how do you manage your daily life with volunteering and doing everything?
It's sometimes I find it very difficult to organize all my life, but I'm trying to improve. And I don't know how, but I managed to do loads of things. I enjoy reading, playing sports, traveling with my family and friends, or doing normal plans with my friends, as cooking a paella and being a day with them, or having dinner and partying, although this last part is not actually my thing, except for being with my friends. But I always find a moment of my week to try to help other people.
How much time do you spend working or volunteering per week? Just to understand a little bit how is like your normal week.
Okay, my normal week is kind of crazy. In the mornings, my job is full time in the mornings. From 8 to 3 or from 8 to 6, depending on the day. In the on Mondays, in the evening, I go to the school to help a family as a psychologist. That's one of the volunteering actions that I do with frequency. And the other moment of my week that I help, although it's just one time per month, as I have to organize it, I have to spend more time than just one day in a month to distribute food for 45 families. So I normally per day, per week, I would say that I can give to other people 3-4 hours.
Okay, thank you, Inma, for answering these questions. Now we are going to listen a song and then we will come back to learn more about volunteering and the experience of Inma as a volunteer in Valencia, Spain. We are back with Inma. She's volunteering in Valencia, as I said before, a city in Spain. So please, Inma, tell us more about your experience as a volunteer and what are you learning, what are you doing. So I'm really curious because you are doing two volunteers at the same time and I would like to know how long have you been volunteering?
I have been volunteering since I was 13 years old. And at the moment, I mean, I have tried different kind of actions. And at the moment, I am helping in a school, helping a family as a psychologist. This one I started just this January of 2022, and the other one of food distribution I started it 2 years ago, just after the lockdown.
Mm-hmm. So how is it that you started when you were 15 years old?
Well, actually, it was kind of funny because a friend of mine invited me to help in Cotolengo Padre Alegre here in Valencia, which is a center that has women with different disabilities, and that normally their families can't take care of them. So I went there when I was 13. I mean, I was very, 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 very young, and I thought that I was helping, but in the end, I learned that I was the one helping. So I think that this is the vice of volunteering. I mean, you always go back to your home with more than you have give to the person that you have tried to help.
Mm-hmm. So it was kind of a life-changing experience for you.
Yes. At first, in the beginning, it was kind of tough, very shocking. But in the end, I really enjoyed it. I met amazing people, and I felt that I was actually helping.
Tell us more about what you do in the family companionship volunteering. Like, where are your tasks, and what are you doing there to be with these families? They are vulnerable families, I understand.
Yes, they are very vulnerable families. And if you want to go to a psychologist, you are going to need lots of money because we are not a cheap resource. Once a week, I go to the school and I assist this kid. He has 15 years old. And I try to help him with all his problems, difficulties of his life, situation, and everything that he needs me.
That's very interesting. And I would like to know regarding the food distribution volunteering. How do you do that? I mean, what are your like main tasks? Are you responsible for taking also the food, like going to buy it to the groceries? You only go to the school and give it to people. So I would like to find out more about this. And also I think it's it's an option that is more popular in different cities. So people that hear about this maybe come interest in helping associations that do this in their own cities, in other countries including.
Yes, giving food is like the easiest thing to do. Well, or it seems like that. We don't do the typical thing of giving one day some food to the people that are in the street. We started this action 2 years ago, as I said before, when after the lockdown, a center that helped women to find work or they used to give them some food to help their families, they asked us to help them because they couldn't afford giving them some food. We started with 11 families. And to this, 2 years after, we are helping 45 families monthly. We are in contact with a foundation that provides us the alimentos. They came to the charts in which we meet all the volunteers. They give us all the alimentos. We distribute them in boxes for each family, depending on the quantity of members of every family. And then we are the ones that go to each family, to each house, to give that food. Because our aim is not just to give them food only, but we try to help them improve their reality and try to find a job, improve their quality of life. So we like to know them, getting to know them better, and try to help them in more aspects, not just in giving them some food.
Like, have you ever volunteered in Spain, or have you done an experience abroad?
I just did one experience abroad. It was to help organize in the World Youth Days in Poland. To be honest, I always wanted to go to Africa to help once in my life. But after noticing all the reality that I have in my city, in my country, I mean, just in front of my house, I have a family that I attend every month, giving them food. So I have learned that it's not about making a dream come true.
Yeah, that's sometimes we kind of like ignore that part, or at least like I feel that way. Like we think always the people that need help are away from our city, from our reality, because in our reality there are no needs, and it's actually not true. Like there's people that need something everywhere, food and medicines, or
to smile.
Yeah, just a conversation. Like elderly people, for example, there are a lot of people that volunteer for them, so they know how to use social media. They spend time with them because sometimes they're forgotten or they don't have many relatives. So yeah, that's kind of like very interesting point. I would like to know what things has volunteering taught you.
Well, I have learned lots of things, and actually I will say that part of who I am is because of volunteering. It has helped me to be more grateful and generous, not only with material things, but especially with my time.
Inma, what would you say to other people to encourage them to volunteer, even though it's in their city, it doesn't need to be abroad or really far away?
Well, I would tell them what I really say to people that ask me about volunteering, and is that you can choose the type of action in which you can help. So just give it a try and think about that person that you are helping, because it can be the only moment of the day that they can receive a smile from someone.
So thank you, Inma, for sharing your opinions about volunteering and your experience doing this in Valencia. Now we are going to listen to another song, and we will be back in just 5 minutes or less to find out more about your future plans. Hello again from Unica Radio Podcast. Inma, our guest today, is going to talk about her next steps and her future plans. So, Inma, what are your ideas for the following months or years? Would you like to continue volunteering or with the projects you are involved in the moment? Or would you like to do something else? I don't know.
Yes. For the following year, I want to continue in the project of a companionship to the family that I'm actually working with them. And I'm also trying, well, my biggest project is to improve the food distribution, because at the moment we are having lots of trouble to have enough food for 45 families every month. And our aim is to not just, as I said, not just to give them food, but to be able to find them some economic help to study a degree or a professional module so that they can improve their quality of life.
Regarding this, I have a question. Have you noticed that the number of families that go to the food distribution place have increased because of the pandemic?
Yes, I mean, we started with 11 families. At the moment, 2 years, in 2 years time, we are in 45 families. And it has increased not just about because of the pandemic, but also because of the Ukrainian conflict. We are receiving loads of Ukrainian families to this help.
So, would you consider like to create one volunteer for yourself, or would you? Is that like a dream you have, or is something that you just want to continue with the ones that you are doing, and that's all? I mean, is an idea that you may have, or is it impossible for you to think about it?
Well, at the moment, all my efforts are in improving this project, these two projects, to make an actual change in all these families. But to be honest, I say no is not my strength. And as I see all the need that we have here in Valencia, it's very probable that in the end I have to take a big decision, a big step to do something more for these people.
So that is the episode for today. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you, Irma, for sharing your story with all of us. In the following weeks, there will be another episode from the Unicare Radio podcast. Another member of the LIFE project will be interviewing another volunteer, so don't miss it. And thank you.
Noi selezioniamo le interviste e le riproponiamo per voi. Riascoltale su unicaradio.it o scaricale. Unica Radio, portala sempre con te.